At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I started this thought yesterday briefly on the show because I was thinking about the Baltimore Ravens and what they've done now. Three wins in a row. They are right there in a bad AFC North with the Steelers. And are they back in the Super Bowl conversation? And then I was like, okay, well, who is in my Super Bowl conversation at this point? And we were doing an exercise before the show. Like, we were marking down our contenders. We were initially not going to share with each other. I was like, let me try to think it out. And all of a sudden, guys, I was adding like 8 or 9 teams. Like, I can't have 8 or 9. I can't have 8 or 9 Super Bowl contenders. It's ridiculous. Like, that's not, we can't play that game. But I feel like if someone says, who do you think are Super Bowl contenders? Who can win the Super Bowl? Do I actually think there's 8 or 9 teams that can win it this year? Is it that wide open? And so then I narrowed it down to 6. I actually think this is a year at this point, heading into week 11, as we're in the second weekend of November, that you can have a much longer list, at least I would, to win a Super Bowl than we've had in a couple years. And a lot of that is we have a Bills team that is a wild card team right now. We have a Chiefs team that's not currently in the playoff field and is 5-4. And then on the NFC side, it just looks so wide open. I mean, You can make a case for 4 teams in its own right. So, and the text line can chime in here. Who do you think can actually win a Super Bowl right now? So here were a couple of the teams I came up with. I'll admit, I had to whittle this down because it was like 9 initially. So I still think the Chiefs absolutely are on the list of teams that can win a Super Bowl, and that is understanding they are out of the playoff picture right now. The Rams. Matthew Stafford's a co-favorite for MVP. Yep. As long as he's healthy, Sean McVay is one of the best coaches in football. They're in a very tough division. The Seahawks actually lead that division, so they right now would have to go on the road, which makes it challenging. But I just think the Rams, if you just look at how they perform with their current operation, with Puka, et cetera, they're one of the best teams in football, clearly can go. Matthew Stafford's won a ring already. I like that in my back pocket. Then I had the Eagles. Some of this is like, while they're so boring to watch, they are very boring to watch. That defense, now add Jalen Phillips, who was great last night, who they just acquired. And we know that the advantage right now with the rules and everything, the tush-push gives you on any short-yarded situation, the Eagles at some point, I have to look that I know I'm guaranteed a division title already. That division's over. So I know they're getting a home game, and right now they'd be the 2 seed. So the Eagles are on my list. The Packers, I know they have not looked all that impressive. I still believe that the Packers are a Super Bowl contender. Then I had the Bucks. They need to get Bucky Irving back. And then the Buffalo Bills are still on my list. So those are the teams that I have. Seattle is the one that I had on there. I just don't think I can give you 8 teams. I feel like that's cheating. Otherwise, I want to put Seattle on there.
Yeah, I've got 5 on mine. And all 5 of mine, I believe, outside of 1. 4 of the 5 are on your list as well. I've got the Chiefs on there. It's a prove it thing for me. Until somebody can show me that the Chiefs aren't going to contend for a Super Bowl, right? I'm not going to bet against 15 when it comes playoff time. The earliest he's ever been kicked out is overtime of an AFC championship game. This defense is still really, really good despite the lack of a pass rush with any consistency and, you know, a very hit or miss running game. It's still Patrick Mahomes. He's got more weapons than he's had maybe in his entire career. I can't go against what they have. The Lions, like you talk, their offense is so good. Jared Goff, the weapons around him, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery are coming off of, I would say, probably their best 1-2 punch game of the year, over 215 combined yards between the two of them on the ground. And their defense is getting healthier. Aiden Hutchinson has kind of hit the ground running after the injury last year. If their secondary can clean it up and get healthy, I think they'll be just fine. I still believe in the Buffalo Bills. I believe that they're incredibly beatable, but Josh Allen's still Josh Allen. James Cook is having the best year of his career. This defense is going to be a problem if you're Buffalo. Their defensive line has pieces, but I'm still waiting on them to put it all together. I have the Seattle Seahawks on my list. I like their 1-2 punch in the backfield with Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet. I think their defense is incredibly undervalued across the National Football League. I love what Sam Darnold is doing. And Jaxon Smith-Njigba has been the best receiver in football this year. I'm not saying he is. Ja'Marr Chase and Jay Jettis still exist, but he's been the best receiver in the NFL this season far. I like the Seahawks. I still have to give the respect to the Philadelphia Eagles. Are they fun to watch? No. Kind of reminds me of some of those Tom Brady Patriots years where they just won ugly all the time, but all they did was win. That kind of feels like the Eagles a little bit. And then, yeah, I've got the Los Angeles Rams on my list. You talked about the offense. They've got the most underrated defense in the league. Yeah. They have an elite defense where they have star players at all three levels, especially along that defensive line. I really, really like this Rams team.
You have eight?
No, I have six.
Okay, you have
Chiefs,
six.
Chiefs, Lions, right. Bills, Seahawks, right. Eagles, Rams.
All right, Drew, Drew has eight. That's okay. Drew has eight.
This is the thing, though. My argument is that I think there's legitimately, it's that wide open in the NFC. You can make a case right now for five NFC teams to win the whole thing, and I don't think you could be called crazy. So I don't mind if your list is
Nine originally. So I'm not even saying it's crazy. No. I feel like I can't say nine teams because then it's like, well, no kidding.
Initially,
I had exactly the amount of teams that you had.
Because I think it sounds weird to say there's eight or nine teams. Of course, you're gonna get the Super Bowl contender, but it feels like legitimately you can make a case for all eight of them, particularly the five across the NFC. Very similar.
Who do you have different than? Because we know we all have, obviously. If you have eight, you have a lot of the five we do. So who?
I do not have the Buffalo Bills in there. Okay. I don't trust the defense, and also Josh Allen. It feels different the last 2 years with Josh Allen, just from a performance standpoint. If James Cook is not, pun intended, cooking, then it seems difficult for this offense to do anything. And I think some of that is the wide receivers. Yeah. Some of it is just a mix of everything. But I'm not a believer in the Buffalo Bills at all in terms of winning a Super Bowl or even potentially getting to one. I have the Colts in there just because I think from a constructive standpoint, if Daniel Jones can find a way to not get in the way and be the problem, I think they have a legit shot at making a run at an AFC title game. And if you're in an AFC title game, I think you should be considered as a Super Bowl contender, at least because you're one game away from getting there. I think everything else is similar. I've got the Bucks in there just like you do, Gold. I've got the Packers as well in this bunch. I've got the Rams in there as well. I got the Eagles. I have the Ravens. I don't think you guys have the Ravens in there.
I don't. I can't put them in the Super Bowl conversation.
I think the defense
is very problematic for them. I know they've won three in a row, and that was how this whole conversation started. Is like, should they be back in the conversation? I don't have people on the text line. We'll get to your text in a second. Are saying like crazy for not having the Patriots, and I'll explain it in a second. I would have the Patriots on my list before I would have the Ravens. I would even have the Colts on my list before I would have the Ravens.
Someone says, you're crazy. If the defensive quarterback is questionable, then they're not on the list. Well, then the Bills should not be on the list then?
Well, the quarterback's not questionable.
I know. Or if the defense or QB. Defense is questionable in Buffalo. The Bills,
Josh Allen is the only reason why they're on my list.
I understand.
But
based on that criteria, I'm curious to see what this person, who is on your list then? Because the Patriots are not on your list. The Colts are not on the list. The Bills are not on the list. The Ravens are not on your list.
Sometimes
how about this? If I ask you to narrow it down, if I did force you,
if you made me
to
narrow
it down to four, who are your guys' four then? If I made you go to four.
Chiefs, Bills, Lions, Rams.
Chiefs, Bills, Lions, Rams. I would
those are my four.
Chiefs, Rams, Eagles, Bills. Because I'm obviously not adding teams from my list. I'm out of my current list, narrowing it down.
Out of my list, I would say Chiefs, Colts. See, I'm almost tempted to just say Chiefs in the AFC.
Yeah, fair.
You know what? Go ahead. Chiefs, Seahawks, Rams, Eagles. Those would be my four. Right. And I think the Chiefs are the only AFC team. If we're talking, I have to narrow it down.
Yeah,
if
someone's saying a lot of Bucks talk in New England, they just beat them. Fair point. My pushback would be the Patriots have to go through Patrick. In my opinion, the Chiefs will still be there. Maybe you think that they won't. I think that the challenge, and maybe this is not how we all look at the conversation differently. Super Bowl contender, I guess, for me, is like, it's do I believe
they can win it or get there?
Well, Super Bowl contender means you're getting a Super Bowl. They can win a Super Bowl? So, I mean, is a contender, if you think they can make an AFC title game, does that mean they're a Super Bowl contender, I guess, is the question.
I think
the Patriots can get to that. My issue is the Bucks do not have to go through Patrick Mahomes and eventually, I think, also Josh Allen. Whereas, like, the Patriots are going to have to go through who you have already, possibly the Colts. To me, I think they'll have to still go through Mahomes. They'll have to still go through Josh Allen along the way. Yeah. On the NFC side, it's so wide open. While we can acknowledge Matthew Stafford is an MVP favorite or co-favorite right now, the path to get there, I don't think is daunting. Like, as much as on the Kansas City perspective, we say, man, are you really concerned about the Colts, the Patriots, and the Steelers? No, but at the same time, I still know that even as a wild card that I'm probably going to have to deal with Mahomes and Allen. But I guess that's in fairness to the texter, that's probably a different conversation.
It sounds like it's a quarterback thing more than it is a team
thing.
It is,
yeah. And Drake May's playing like a MVP candidate. He's the co-favorite. So in fairness, I think the Patriots defense scares me a little bit. Now, if you look across the whole year, you'll pinpoint the Patriots, I think, are like sixth in points per game given up. So across the entire year, you're saying, wait, we're talking about they're a top 10 defense in football. I have some questions still there about like the fact that Drake May in his second year as a starter can go and take them to a Super Bowl. That's part of it. If you look at these other teams that at least are on my list, Chiefs, Mahomes has won a ring. Matthew Stafford won a ring. Jalen Hurts won a ring. Jordan Love hasn't, but he's also not a second year quarterback. Baker Mayfield, not a second year quarterback. Josh Allen hasn't won a ring, but he's an MVP. I guess I am banking a lot of on experience and history on my list than that the young pup is going to come through and get to a Super Bowl. That's all.
The last quarterback to do second year, get to a Super Bowl, is Joe Burrow. So right. I think that's, I mean, it's not like it hasn't happened.
Yeah. Logan, see, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
No,
He sneaks in a little Joe Burrow love.
It might be intentional, but it's also factual. The last guy, it's not like we're talking, it was Aaron Rodgers or something like that. The last person to do it was in 2021. So it's not like it hasn't happened. It hasn't not happened recently, but also you're talking about a quarterback who has been in that top five conversation the entirety of his career, essentially. Where is Drake May in that conversation? You could argue
this is
so.
This is what
he's entering the chat, if you will, based on how the season he's having.
Yeah, this is what's fun about the conversation. We all differ, right? Like everybody's list is different. Like the Patriots are having a hell of a season, and their schedule, their most impressive win is the one they just had. I'll give you that. It was against maybe the other than the Bills, the best team on their schedule. And honestly, the Bucks, you might just flat out say, are better than the Buffalo Bills from what we've seen as well. And so that was a big deal for me to see the Patriots beat the Bucks because I think their schedule otherwise is so soft. Yeah. The Patriots are on a great path to maybe be the number one seed, depending on how you feel about the Colts. You know, I'm a Colts hater. That's fine. Call me that. Like, I'm just not sold. Jonathan Taylor's incredible, but we see when Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones, he makes all these mistakes. How many turnovers in the last 2 weeks is he?
Seven.
Had? Yeah, seven six were in one, if, you know, yeah, five were in one game or whatever it was. But seven turnovers in 2 weeks. That's the Daniel Jones I know and love. That's the Daniel Jones that is going to come through in January and cost the Colts a playoff game. That's what I'm banking on. That's all.
Yeah, I just something about teams that I trust in a playoff setting. Yes, I understand the Patriots have a talented roster, but it is a very young roster. I mean, with guys like Travion Henderson and Drake May and Will Campbell, a lot of that defense is younger guys who have not been in playoff settings. And I know Vrabel's been there, and he's going to do his best to get these guys ready to go. But can you honestly look at me with a straight face and tell me that Drake May is capable of beating Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes head-to-head in a divisional round game to get to an AFC championship?
You're saying that beating him in October is different than beating him in January. I agree.
Absolutely it is. I mean, we see it every year. Josh Allen owns Patrick Mahomes in the month of October and November, but he can't hold a candle to him in the month of January. That's just the way it is sometimes, right? Manning was great against Brady in October and November, but he couldn't do it in January. That's just the way it goes sometimes. This guy's never been in a playoff game. That's why I don't buy on him yet. I don't buy on Jordan Love just yet.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.